This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The External Affairs Ministry today said India and China have reaffirmed their commitment to explore a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable framework for the settlement of the boundary question in accordance with the political parameters and guiding principles agreed in 2005. Briefing media New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said special representatives of India and China met on the 18th of this month. He said that apart from discussing the framework for settlement of the boundary question, the special representatives also reviewed issues of peaceful border management comprehensively. Replying to a query, the spokesperson said India supports a democratic, stable, peaceful, progressive and inclusive Bangladesh. He said New Delhi has reiterated its willingness to build a positive and constructive relationship with Bangladesh based on mutual trust, respect and mutual sensitivity to each other's concerns and interests. He said India has also emphasized that people of Bangladesh are the main stakeholders in India-Bangladesh relations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a two-day visit to Kuwait tomorrow at the invitation of the Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al-Ahmad Al-Jaber Al-Sabah. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold discussions with the leadership of Kuwait. Prime Minister will also interact with the Indian community in Kuwait. Addressing media New Delhi this evening, Secretary CPV and OIA, External Affairs Ministry Arun Kumar Chatterjee said this will be the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years. He said India and Kuwait share an age-old bond characterized by historical ties, robust economic exchanges and vibrant cultural connections. The Prime Minister recently met the Crown Prince of Kuwait on the sidelines of the UNGA session in September this year. The winter session of Parliament came to an end today as both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha was adjourned sine die. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met this morning, opposition members started sloganeerings over Union Home Minister Amit Shah's statement on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Amid ruckus, Speaker Om Birla urged the MPs to strictly follow the rules and desist from protesting at any gate of Parliament. He also warned them of action in case of any deviation. Amid then, the two bills related to One Nation, One Election have been referred to the Joint Committee of Parliament. The committee will submit its report to the House by the first day of the last week of the next Parliament session. Later, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House sine die. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed uproarious scenes following slogans and counter-slogan between Treasury and opposition benches in the morning. Amid then, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar adjourned the House till 12 noon. Later, Mr. Dhankar adjourned the upper House sine die. Meanwhile, Lok Sabha has registered over 54% productivity and the Rajya Sabha 40% during the winter session of Parliament. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is conducting pre-budget consultations with finance ministers of states and union territories in Jaisalmer in preparation for the financial year 26 union budget presentation. MOS Finance Pankaj Chaudhary is also attending the consultation. The meeting is also attended by Chief Ministers of Goa, Haryana, Jammu and Kashmir, Meghalaya and Odisha, Deputy Chief Ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana. The Finance Ministers of States and UTs, besides Secretaries of Departments of Economic Affairs and Expenditure and senior officials of the Ministry of Finance are also participating in the meeting. In Rajasthan, the death toll has risen to 9 in the gas tanker fire accident on Jaipur-Ajmer Highway. 30 people have been injured in the incident, which took place at around 6 this morning when a gas tanker collided with a truck near the ring road on Ajmer Highway, triggering massive fire engulfing several vehicles nearby. The incident left devastating trail of destruction as a total of 40 vehicles were destroyed, including 29 trucks and 2 sleeper buses. 4 people died on the spot due to burn injuries, while 5 others are reported to have died during treatment. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma immediately reached the hospital to check the well-being of the injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to him and offered all possible support from the centre. A high-level committee will investigate the incident. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Modi have expressed distress to those who have lost their kin in the accident. The Minister of Defence has signed a contract worth 7,629 crore rupees for procurement of K9 Vajra T self-propelled tracked artillery guns for the Indian Army. And that is the end of this news bulletin.